Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 in the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station, and a valued friend. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we got finally a little bit of a sit-down, a little bit of a meet the press, a little bit of a, what would you call it, post-mortem for the 2018 football season. We'll see Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, and they will talk about various subjects, including the hiring of the new defensive coordinator, and that's the news of the day, I suppose, that Chuck Pagano's coming in. Good move?
Well, I think Chuck Pagano is a real good move when you evaluate the possibilities that were out there. You consider his background and experience. He's been involved for a very long time in 34 schemes. Heck, he and Vic Fangio were on the same staff together in Baltimore for 2 years, so he's got an idea of a very good idea of what the Bears have been doing here, what they've been good at. And so, yeah, I think getting Pagano is maybe best-case scenario after Vic Fangio leaves for Denver.
So, Brad, this came together pretty quickly Friday night. They interviewed Ed Donatell. They interviewed Chuck Pagano. Ed Donatell, as we discussed last night, represented the continuity from a defense that was as good as there was in the NFL. What do you think tipped the scales in favor of Pagano, and what is next for Ed Donatell?
Well, what tipped the scales for Chuck Pagano, obviously, they know Ed Donatell. If they felt like Ed was the right guy for the job, I think that would have been a quick and easy promotion. They could have done that almost seamlessly as Vic walked out the door. Maybe they view Pagano as a guy with a little more gravitas in terms of standing in front of half the team, the entire defense, and doing that. You know, some guys are viewed as really good coordinators, not good head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys are viewed as really strong position coaches, not good coordinators. And I'm not saying that Ed Donatell couldn't be a good coordinator, but perhaps some view him best as a position coach. I know this. He's well regarded around the league as a secondary coach, and he had that reputation long before he joined the Bears staff back in 2015 as one of the better secondary coaches in the league.
Who's coming with him?
Who's coming with Chuck? A lot of rumors flying around out there. Be interesting to see if perhaps his brother John Pagano, who's been a coordinator at
good
multiple
coach.
Stops, yep. The Chargers, the Raiders, can get out of Houston and come up. He joined the Texans just a year ago, so I don't have any idea what his contract status is, but Brandon Staley, the outside linebackers coach, it will not be back. Looks like he'll probably go with Vic Fangio to the Broncos. Roy Anderson, hired in 2017 as the safeties coach and a guy that worked with Pagano in Baltimore and Indianapolis, will not be back. So you've got two openings right there when you're talking about position coaches on that defense before you know what happens with Donatell. And my guess would be that a decision from Donatell probably comes sooner rather than later, maybe even today or tomorrow, given that it's probably stay with the Bears as secondary coach or go to Denver and probably get a title from the Broncos, even though Vic will likely be calling the defense there.
Brad, I think everybody understands how fluid these coaching situations are and the names that you'll hear kind of rumored. But number one...
No Ed Reed.
Okay. No Ed Reed. Yeah. How about Rob Ryan? And will we hear from Pagano today at Hallis Hall?
I don't know about that. I've gotten a ton of questions on Twitter. You know, is Ed Reed coming? When are they going to hire Ed Reed? I don't think Ed Reed is going to be a coach for the Bears this year. A lot of times these former players do not embrace the hours that go into the coaching profession. And yes, I realize there's a lot of ex-players coaching these days, but not a lot of ex-players coaching these days that made the kind of living that Ed Reed did as a player in the National Football League. I realize he has coached already previously, but I'd be a little bit surprised if he were to join Matt Nagy's staff. The name Rob Ryan's been thrown out there by a guy I talked to yesterday morning. He said he heard that in the rumor mill. But if they were able to get John Pagano out of Houston, that could potentially be to work with the outside linebackers there. And that's kind of what I had heard rumored for Rob Ryan. So we'll see. There's still some moving parts, but I would expect the Bears to be able to complete this process pretty quickly. It's not like a year ago when you've got a first-time head coach and Matt Nagy in here and he's building a coaching staff from scratch, a process that he did a pretty good job with when you look back at the results of season one.
Who gets better with Pagano at the helm? Who would this benefit, and is there anyone that it wouldn't benefit?
I don't know who gets better. You look at Chuck's background. He was a safety in college.
Right.
He came into the profession as a secondary coach. So perhaps he'd have a keen eye for what's going on back there. But I don't know that any group's going to benefit or another group's not going to do as well. You know, it'll be interesting because things will be different. You know, it's not going to be the same defense.
Mm-hmm.
And it never is when the coaches change. But that doesn't mean it has to take a step back either.
You know, I want to be respectful to Ed Donatell, Brad, because I think, you know, he did a great job with the Bears on the staff. But I think that you said something I think kind of resonated a little bit. This is, continuity is one thing, complacency is another. And I wonder if the fact that they are letting him go and they named Chuck Pagano as the new defensive coordinator rather than the guy that would be and provide the most seamless transition is an attempt to get fresh eyes and maybe a strong voice, maybe to avoid the complacency that might creep in if you have a familiar guy getting in front of a room of a guy who may view him as the position coach and may not view him with the kind of respect that you might want them to view their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and that's I think a pretty good point. You know, you bring in a guy who's got a background like Chuck, is a successful head coach before the quarterback's arm was hurt, and he's going to command attention in front of that room. I think Vic commanded the attention of that room, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Donatell, because you have to think and wonder, is there a possibility here where Pagano would perhaps be happiest getting his own guy to coach the secondary as well, right? You know, that's often the case. You get a new coach in place, and he wants to go to work with guys that he's worked with before. And it's not going to be a total overhaul on that defensive side of the ball, but as we've detailed, there are some positions that are open already, and they'll be going to work on those this week.
I I'm confused. I thought that Donatell would wind up with Vic. Is that not
Certainly, I think that's still in play here. That's still in play. I think it's, you know, behind door A is the Bears, behind door B is the Broncos, and I think Ed picks or chooses here soon. But I was just saying, I wonder if Pagano would be like, well, it's not the end of the world if he goes to the Broncos. I'm just speculating on that.
Right.
But you know that guys do like to hire people that they have experience with. You know, that's what happens in the NFL at all levels.
And guys don't like to hire guys that interviewed for the job they have.
That's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's another thing, you know. So does Ed want to stick around when he was bypassed for that position? So we'll have to see where that heads. But, you know, I think there's reason to feel pretty darn good about the direction that they will head in defensively. You know, the bottom line is they've got fantastic players, and I know people have debated Pagano's ability as a defensive coach, and they look at some of the numbers that were posted by the Colts when he was the head coach there, and I look at that and I said, well, they didn't have a lot of personnel, especially on defense during that time frame. And then you look at the 1 year he was coordinator of the Ravens, and they statistically ranked in similar in a lot of ways to what the Bears did this season, and you look at that defense and you say, well, you've got probably four Hall of Famers, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and that had to be the very beginning of Haloti Ngata's career. I mean, you want to talk about an unblockable beast early in his career. That's who Haloti Ngata was. So he had fantastic players, and he ended up with a fantastic ranking in all the categories that you'd want to look at defensively. So Pagano's walking into a good situation for him. He should do very well.
Before we let you go, Brad, it's been 8 days. We haven't heard from Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy yet. What do you expect the tone to be today? Will it be focused on Chuck Pagano, or will it be looking back at Cody Parkey and maybe Trey Burton?
Well, I think they'd love to talk with you about Chuck Pagano and 12-4 all day, and those will be topics that will be covered. I think there's some explaining to do for Cody Parkey, for the fact that the Bears are 31st in the National Football League in field goal percentage over the last three seasons. So it's not just a Cody Parkey kick that's tipped and you lose a playoff game. There were too many misses this season from him previously. The kicking situation was poor a year ago, and it was poor the year before that. So that's kind of an ongoing issue that gets highlighted by a miss in the playoffs. I'd also wonder what the perspective is from the coach and the front office in regards to Trey Burton and his explanation for why he was not able to participate in the playoff game. And, you know, is there a concern moving forward? Is that something that could happen again? Because a big moment, a guy who goes through the entire week of practice and he's not able to play in that game, I think that's probably a topic worth exploring as well. I mean, there's a ton to get at. The press conference should have been held last week per league guidelines. They push it to this week. That's fine. A lot of ground to cover. Hopefully they'll devote the amount of time necessary to cover a ton of topics coming out of a very successful season.
All right, Big Z, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys, have a great day.
That is the football man of the Chicago Tribune. He is Brad Biggs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Thank you.